Wapiri's Way, a Cub Club initiative. Our adventures take place in Anloria, a world of fable. It's a magical world of forests and mountains, of deserts and rivers, where animals can think, speak, and act like humans. It's a place where dreams and reality become one. It is in Anloria where we meet our young hero, Wapiri. Chapter 1, Wapiri. Wapiri smiled. Wapiri smiled the night she was born, when the moon was round, bright, and beautiful. The first time she opened her eyes, they sparkled like diamonds, and in them one could see laughter. Yes, Wapiri's eyes were filled with joy. Now Wapiri was a forest wolf cub. Her fur was grey with splashes of white, black, and brown. She was not the biggest cub, and she was not the smallest. She was not the strongest, and she was not the weakest. She was not the fastest, and she was not the slowest. To many creatures, she seemed quite average. Yet Wapiri was special. That she felt deep inside of herself. During the day, she would seek out adventure. She would bravely explore the world around her, climbing hills, running through fields, and swimming in lakes. She was a lively cub. She was wild in the way she enjoyed life, but she was gentle in the way she treated the creatures around her. At night, when she went to sleep, and it was quiet all around her, something deep inside her heart let her know that she was extraordinary. She knew she was meant for something great and wonderful, and this made her very happy. Wapiri had an uncle. His name was Walume, and she loved him dearly. His fur was deep black with stripes of grey, showing his age. Despite being an older wolf, his body had remained hard and muscled, and in his eyes there was always a warm, glowing glint. He was a strong wolf. He was a wise leader. He was a brave warrior wolf. For many years, Walume was the leader of the forest wolves. He led the tribe with respect and courage, and they truly loved him. When it was necessary to fight, he would fight ferociously. When it was a time of peace, he would love with great passion. Walume placed great value on wisdom, and he spent a lot of time by himself seeking enlightenment. One morning, after Walume had spent many days alone deep in the forest, he called his tribe together. He told them that it had been the greatest honor to serve as their leader, and that he cared greatly for all of them. However, the time had come for him to step down. He was renouncing his leadership. He said it was time for his younger brother, Wutati, the big white wolf who was Wapiri's father, to lead the tribe. Everybody, including Wutati, was shocked and frightened. They begged Walume to change his mind and stay. But Walume simply said, "In life, everything has its time. Everything has its place." Then he greeted his tribe and left. Many of the wolves cried as they did not understand why Walume left. But as they all loved and respected him, they honored his decision and said farewell. Wutati himself was hesitant to become the new leader. He was afraid. But he had always listened carefully when Walume shared his wisdom, so he did his best to be a worthy leader and to follow in the footsteps of his older brother. It was not long before the tribe started accepting Wutati, and in time they also grew to admire and respect him. This is how Wapiri's father became the new leader of the Forest Wolves of Anloria. And this was when Walume set off to live on his own in the forest.